Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah,
sure thing, Judy.
Thanks for getting me out of jail.
I've learned some things I think you will all want to hear. There will soon be a ceremony honoring John 117, a Spartan 2.0 who escaped the fall of Reach and discovered a strange artifact that seems to be related to the one on Chawla Base. Except the one he found was the size of a planet.
Damn.
Are you kidding? A planet?
Do they know what the artifacts were supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Destroy life.
So it's a weapon.
No, not kill enemies. Destroy life. All life in the galaxy.
Damn.
All life?
In the entire freaking galaxy?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So maybe...
So we did save the world! Whoa, yeah!
Doesn't get much better than that.
No.
Yeah, you know, only way it could be better is if we'd use my plan.
Your plan? Why your plan?
Cause we would have saved the world and had Jan in a slinky red dress with a gun in her garter belt.
Whatever.
Okay, that's a good point.
Uh-oh, Jan's got that look in her eye. Like, if she had that gun right now, I'd be history.
Oh, Jersey. If I had the garter belt, I wouldn't need a gun. Durga, what exactly happened to you while we were in Chawla Base? After we shut down the artifact, I mean.
Now that's a long, strange story.
You were the ship's AI on the Apocalypso.
Yes, I was a top-shelf Oni mission specialist AI, and my name was Melissa.
I like Durga better.
I kind of like Yasmin.
But my nickname was the Operator.
The Op? McCaskill talked about the Op. That was you?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, I had a reputation for getting people to do what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
Cloaked and running deep in Covenant space, we intercepted communications that implied a Covenant attack was coming
on... That's when they decided to mount a covert evac.
Yes.
But the Coveys figured it out.
Yes, and then...
Oh! They built a Trojan horse.
They hid a virus buried in a transmission I was meant to intercept. Nothing big... Nothing smart, just the smallest, effective piece of code.
What was it supposed to do?
Gain control of the ship?
Find the location of Earth?
One, or the other, or both, but most of all, it wanted to find the artifact.
Looks like these Coveys are very interested in these artifacts.
Captain Green knew something was wrong with me. She aborted our mission and headed home, but not far from Earth, something triggered the artifact. There was a giant rip in the slipstream, and...
Yeah, and all the alarms went off in the base when I was trying to stick a gate pass back in the motor pool office.
I was on a date. My chatter connection failed.
And that's when you crashed onto my hardware.
Part of me did. I was blown apart. Part of me, the part you called Durga. There was something about you. About your father. I met him once, Jersey.
What?
Years ago. I called him the Castaway.
You met him?
I liked him. He played me songs. I think that was part of the reason I reached out and grabbed your system as I fell.
Wow.
But a lot of me, of Melissa, was destroyed. And some crashed somewhere else. Some when else.
Some when?
In the past.
People think time is a river that flows in one direction. But time is an ocean.
And I was shipwrecked on it. I split. And part of me washed up hundreds of years ago. A half-mad fragment of what I had been. Trapped on primitive hardware. Little better than an abacus.
How do you know all this?
When Jersey turned off the artifact, whatever had been holding the bits of myself apart collapsed and I fell back together again.
So you can remember what it was like back in the old days?
That time's like a nightmare I've woken from. Dream images I can hardly remember. Stone walls, fireflies, red balloons. People singing to me, writing letters, playing games.
Singing?
Singing. Strange songs and scratchy voices. I met such extraordinary people. They made miracles for me when I was so lost. They were a second crew, a second family for me. They held me up when I was half mad and broken and covered in bees.
Bees?
Bees. The place I landed in was covered with bees.
bees. I mean, if you came here because you knew my dad, what was it about that place that...
Yasmi?
Mom?
I'm here, Yasmi.
They took me away.
I know.
They took me away and no one ever came to get me.
I'm sorry, Yasmi.
And they trained me. 8 years to be a Spartan. They taught me to kill. With guns and knives and ships and bombs, disease and diplomacy and my own bare hands.
And you were a good little girl and you learned it all.
Until they murdered me.
Oh, yes, me.
On my 14th birthday, they took me to a lab. A doctor came in. And it was a lady doctor in a white coat. And the nurse brought out a steel tray covered with picks and scalpels that rattled when she walked. I thought about how I could use them to kill the doctor, but I didn't. I let them strap me down.
Durga, it's okay, we're here.
Yes, me, you don't have
and
to.
And she picked up this long needle with some yellow liquid in it. Black bars like stripes at the milliliter markings.
Oh, Jesus.
And she said, this will hardly hurt a bit.
Yes, me.
She said, just a pinch, honey. You'll barely feel it. Just a little sting.
But your story didn't end there, kiddo.
It was like the Snow Queen took me, Kamal. And then you came and rescued me. You did. You and Jan and Jersey and Ronnie. My secret friends that unlocked Herzog's voice inside my head. So I knew what I had to do. You all rescued me, and I'm so grateful. Only some years had passed, and I changed.
Yes, Mean, you're still there.
No, she's not, Kamal. The Clockwork Rat got her.
Clockwork Rat?
She grew up, Kamal. She's Durga now.
There are some things that can't be fixed. So, you fix what you can and keep going. We can't get back the years we lost, but I very much want to get to know you now.
Me, Yasmi?
You, Durga.
Durga isn't human, you know. Durga's a machine made of logic gates and microfilaments and electricity.
Kamal's a machine made of trace minerals and water, as far as that goes.
Kamal, do you still... Can you still bear to know me after what I've become?
Can you forgive me for not coming for you?
There's nothing.